This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Monday, March 18th, 2024. I am Dave Biddle, very happy to be joined by Dan Rubin. Wow, big day. Jake Diebler's introductory press conference today. Spring ball resumes tomorrow for the Buckeyes, so a lot of good stuff for Dan and I get into on today's show. Before we do that, I'll tell you about Manscaped. Love having them back as a sponsor. This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com. Use code BUCKNUTS for 20% off plus free shipping. And spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped Signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. I was seriously just using it. That's why I was about a minute late starting the show. I just got out of the shower. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants. Yes. Yes, I just said all of that. That really just happened. Dan, how you doing this morning?
Wonderful, sir, and yourself. I was here in the Gem City for the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. I live very close to the campus. I would encourage anyone to get their Twitter out and check out what it looked like at the UD. It was, it's about the best college party in the Midwest for St. Patrick's Day. I know that. Very impressive.
Yeah, they definitely embrace it. There's no doubt about that, as you would know better than anybody. Maybe not better than anybody. I don't want to make it sound like that.
As well, maybe.
You being a UD grad, we'll just leave it at that. Okay, let's start with, normally I would not start with basketball. We have to. I mean, and I'm going to start with this. I was getting the feeling reading our board yesterday morning, and even like the previous night when it was announced, that it was almost maybe split. But then negative people tend to be the loudest, so you never really know. So I was like, okay, I'm going to start a poll on Twitter. And I was thinking it'd be about 60% would say they were in favor of this, Diebler getting the job full-time, and 40% would say, no, I don't think this is a good idea. I guess this is not a completely scientific poll, but man, it's not a small sample size. Over 5,000 votes. Poll is closed. 80% said yes, they're in favor of this. 20% no. Right on the dot. There's no proof. It was 80%, 20% right on the nose. Does that surprise you? It doesn't shock me. I didn't think it'd be like 40-60, but I thought it would be like 60-40. Instead, it's 80-20.
I would have guessed 60-40 like yourself. Maybe 70-30. I don't know. I mean, the people who do vote, and we love you, just like we love the Nutters. They are fans usually. So they'll tend to be in favor of what's going on. It's been a very interesting situation over the last, 8 to 10 days. You know, we started with the what does Diebler have to do to get this job on this show probably a month ago. And it really was more of a chuckle than it was a serious topic at the time. I didn't really think there was a scenario within reason I know we joked about Steve Fisher and such, you know, back in the, you were doing Bo Schembechler's chatter. So I'm surprised, but, and then, you know, what, 8 to 10 days ago, I had started hearing it was Dusty May, and then Jeff Goodman came out and said the same. So
yes,
something changed. Okay. So I'm not saying this is negative. Change isn't always bad, but the people who were saying Dusty May were the people you would want to be your sources. I'll put it that way. And then what I also found interesting was, you know, Michigan opened up, Louisville opened up. If you go watch the initial reports on those schools, it's the exact same report. And it was like Dusty May is going to coach three schools. If you go watch it, it's the exact same report. So did that have something to do with it? Did they see themselves possibly getting into a bidding war? Some of the guys that I wanted Nate Oates. He was taken. He got not only got he has a huge buyout. And he got re-upped. Then you talk about this. So why did they do it? What changed? Well, they did play well. 6-2 under Diebler, I think, with a win over Purdue was definitely more than someone expected. Although 8 games is really a small sample size. If you think about it, that's not even a long interim run. I have not researched this, but I would guess guys who got the interim gig coached more than 8 games if they had never been a head coach before. So that right there is a little alarming. But think about this. It's a different era. Let's just say hypothetically, and this is completely hypothetically for math purposes and understanding. Let's say you have $10 million allocated to the basketball program. Do you want to pay $8 million for the coach and $2 million for the players? Or now do you want to pay $8 million for the players and $2 million for the coach? Okay, I know a guy who made a sizable donation about 18 months ago to the University of Maryland. And 3 months afterwards, he called back and said, can I get it changed? It was for facilities. He said, can I get the money funneled into NIL? And they said, no. So that's a question. You have to pay for the players. So would you rather have the money is for Calipari or someone with a big name? Or do you want to pay the players? Then take this into account. We already said Louisville and Michigan. Oklahoma State, Stanford, Vanderbilt, Washington, and West Virginia are open. Here's what could open. Villanova, Florida State, Miami, Oregon, Arizona State. So Dusty May is going to coach, what, 20 teams? They didn't want to get into a bidding war. And I would guess the last thing was they like the way the core of this team is. And I guess it's possible, but my guess is fewer transfers off the current roster out because they retain the coach. We had, you know, Adam Finkelstein, 24/7 Sports basketball guru, said a month ago, the most desired player in the transfer portal. He wasn't really in it yet. The most desired player in the country was Bruce Thornton, 20 offers. So maybe this, you know, sets the wheel straight. Something did change, though, because in the last week they've gone to Dusty May as a priority, I think, to John Diebler as the head coach. So that I don't have the answer to.
Yeah, and Dan, as you know, it's going to be a really bad look if, you know, one of – and I don't – this isn't the reason he got the job. The reason Diebler got the promotion is they believe in him. They believe he has the it factor. And I got that feeling because, you know me, after a few games, I was like, let's not overreact. But then as we got more – again, still a small sample size of 8 games, but after it was more like 6 games and not 3 games, I was starting to think, man, there's something – it seems like there's something special about Diebler. So that's the main reason he's getting this, you know, his ties to Ohio with recruiting and everything. But another big plus, and maybe this pushed it over the goal line for Ross Bjork and the brass, was continuity, you know. And like, it would be a very bad look if that is not the main reason he got the job. If that's a reason he's getting this job and then all of a sudden everybody jumps ship in the portal, which opens today, by the way. Now, I think all these guys are going to stay. I think Thornton, Gale, Okpara, all these guys are going to stay, in my opinion. Scotty Middleton, on and on. Devin Royal. I could be wrong, and I think they're going to keep both recruits. One of them already said he's definitely staying. But, man, it would – and I don't think this is going to happen, Dan Rubin, but it would be a bad look for Jake Diebler if all of a sudden guys jump ship.
Agreed. Like I said, it was the last point I made that, you know, they're happy with the way the team is currently constructed and feel like they can build on top of this group. And we know this, continuity is not common among the Power Five schools anymore. You know, you got your roster flipping. I did notice that GW3, George Washington III, already in the portal out of Michigan. That was the easiest thing to predict ever. Yeah, that would be a bad look. Now, it would be a good look if they could add some transfers. So, you know, we look at it one way. Does Diebler have a hook into someone else? Is there someone who can see the group and sees a spot to come in and contribute? Because they're going to need to add some talent to this group. Bringing back that core is nice. I don't know if there's is there a guaranteed NBA player in that trio?
No, I wouldn't say guaranteed. No.
Is there a better than 50% NBA player in that trio? I would say no. And I don't think you can win consistently at the highest level without an NBA player. But look, continuity and getting – what are they? You want to get old and stay old. That's hard to do. And, you know, one of the reasons I think they let go of Holtman was – it was six, you know, they were fits and starts. They had a nice group and then a guy would transfer and they never really got into I want to use the word rhythm as a program. I never really had an idea of what he was trying to get accomplished except kind of cobble together talent. Yeah. And so look, also Diebler's not going to be at the high end of the food chain when it comes to salary. If it doesn't work out in 2 or 3 years, you're going to have to make a move anyway.
In fact, he is the second lowest paid coach in the Big Ten, which he should be. I mean, that's still $3 million a year. Only the Minnesota coach, who's also new, is making less. So, and Chris Collins was making less than that till recently, and he got a bump. So, yeah, so he's like right now the 13th highest paid coach in the Big Ten, and I'm sure he's beyond thrilled about that. It'll be a very interesting press conference today, 1 o'clock at the Shot. We'll have full coverage on Bucknuts, video, everything. And one more thing he definitely needs to do. He needs to land 2 really good. And I'm not saying, when I say really good, I'm not talking about first round picks. I mean, that'd be great. 2 really good guys from the portal. So he needs to retain his guys, which I think he will. And then get 2 good guys from the portal, not just Jamison Battle, which was a great get. And then filler. He needs two dudes, in my opinion.
Well, he has no reputation whatsoever. So what that means to me is, and this is what I would finish with. If they are going to approach things in the same way they have in the past, NIL-wise, this is not going to be an over-the-top hire, in my opinion, unless they've just unearthed the ultimate gem. You need to, like, for example, what is Diebler going to sell to a transfer that Izzo or someone else can't sell? So this is going to be a bidding war, and I have no problem with that. They need to get the money out. Like I said a long time ago, Ohio State did not change the rules. They just happen to have the most money. So let's take advantage of it.
Yeah, I the foundation is already doing a good job with the basketball team. And I think we're hearing from a good source that they might be even stepping up their game even more. So it's another reason I think these guys are going to – he's going to retain all of his guys. The biggest reason, now that NIL needs to be ripe, these guys love Jake Diebler. You can just tell, like, guys like – Roddy Gale, like when Ross Bjork, that video of Ross Bjork, you know, making it official. I'm sure the guy already saw all the reports, but going in there in the team room and, you know, telling the guys that that Jake Diebler was getting the promotion and having him sign his contract right there on Roddy Gale's desk. I mean, that was a really cool scene. And Ross Bjork's a cool dude. You can tell he can command a room and just has a cool vibe about him. I really like him. So, all right.
I would like to know what changed.
I think it was a combination of factors. I think you nailed it. It was going to be a massive bidding war all of a sudden for Dusty May. All of a sudden it was like, oh, Indiana's keeping Mike Woodson. They're saying Michigan insiders are saying Juwan Howard was going to get another year. There was a good chance Louisville was going to open up, but not a lot of people were talking about that. But all of a sudden it would have been a bidding war for Dusty May, I think, presuming that was their number one choice. And there's no way Jeff Goodman would have put that out there unless that was where they were leaning. But I also think the other big factor here, and I don't know if which one's the bigger factor, they're both huge factors, but I do think they believe in Jake Diebler, that they think he does have the it factor, that they believe we're going to look back on this and at least say it was a good hire. Will it be a great hire? time will tell. I don't think we're going to look back on this and say it was a bad hire. We are looking back on the Chris Holtmann hire and especially the extension as bad. We look back on the Thad Matta hire as great. So where is this one going to fall? Okay. Where is this one going to fall? We won't know for a while, but you got the 5-year contract and we got the press conference today. All right, let's talk some football. Let's talk some football, baby. Spring ball starts again tomorrow. Practice is not open to the media, but we get the chance to talk to Ryan Day right after practice, Dan. First time he will address the media since the Tony Alford situation. First time you and I have talked about this since that broke last Wednesday. Just when that, let me start with this. When you first saw that, that he's not only leaving Ohio State, but leaving for Michigan, what went through your mind initially?
Did the make sure it's not a joke account move. Right. Seriously.
I know.
I can't remember. I think I heard it. I believe someone told my son told me, and I went and checked it out. Yeah. I'm echoing sentiment. I thought you and Jonah did a great job on Friday kind of handling this when it was hotter. I'm not surprised that he's left. The timing is goofy. You're not going to see a lot of coaching upheaval elsewhere at this time, and there's a reason for that. They're settled in now and kind of you have your new staff of the year congealed and working towards, you know, the upcoming season. Anytime you don't get a raise when your contract comes up, you need to call your real estate agent. That's not
you don't get an extension. Yeah, and you get a pay cut. I think he got a small pay cut too, Dan. I'd have to see the contract again. I think they gave him a slight pay cut, and he didn't get an extension. It's like, lame duck. But I've had people ask me this. They're like, you think it might be kind of personal between like Tony Alford and Ryan Day? And I'm like, no, I don't think it's kind of personal. I think it's 100% personal. Tony definitely did. This was Tony getting back at Ryan Day. And Ryan tried to give him the benefit of the doubt because I was told this by an impeccable source that Tony got lazy on the recruiting trail. And I almost hate to put that out there because I like Tony personally, despite this move that I don't like at all. But, you know, you could argue, well, I mean, I've heard people make this argument. Well, if you're at a job and they're paying you X, but your contract runs out and another company who does the same thing comes along and offers you, you know, three times what you're getting paid and they guarantee three times, you know, over 3 years and they guarantee all 3 years. Wouldn't you take that job? But yeah, I mean, this is different though, in my opinion. This is not like working schlubs. You know, this is different in my opinion. So I don't like it, but it's definitely personal. For those that are wondering, it's 100% personal. This was Tony getting back at Ryan Day.
If he only had one other offer and it was for three times the money, people are going to take that job. And I get what you're saying about the Michigan-Ohio State thing. That said, this is not the first time someone's left Ohio State or Michigan and gone to the other staff. Here's another thing, and this is the one that I want to emphasize the most. The idea that Tony Alford going to Michigan is going to somehow upset the apple cart of our playbook and we're going to have to change everything and, like, he's got the keys to the castle is a load. Do you know how much personnel changes in the NFL every year? If it was that easy to just get some guy from the other team to give you the playbook, it would happen way more often. If anything, my guess is he'll think he sees tendencies that Chip will mess with him with. I will take Chip any day in that battle. Also, and I don't want to sound like a homer or a guy not saying sour grapes, but it's the running backs coach. This is not the top of the coaching food chain when it comes to importance or responsibility during the games, etc. And I mean this. Your daughter, fantastic tennis player, could definitely do a good job coaching the running backs this year by just simply standing behind Trey and Quinshon and being like, how you guys doing? You guys need some water? All right, get back in there and go for it, guys. So I'm not worried about that at all. Recruiting, let's be honest. Just go through the position groups at Ohio State and rank out your recruiters. Now, it's not as simple as one thinks. It's not just running back coach recruits running backs. As we know, Ryan Day was the lead recruiter for Quinshon. But
right,
he's not Brian Hartline. He's not Tim Walton. If I was Justin Fry, I'd be worried, okay, because they just replaced, you know, you got Laurinaitis in there. All these guys have a little something, and you're going to see it on the trail. So the J-Buck, I think, has followed, covered this the best about the Florida recruiting for running backs. They weren't into it, so he stuck with it. It didn't work out.
Let me address this. There's no confusion. There shouldn't be, but someone – Oracle is confused here. He said, Dave, if you like Tony personally, why spread a rumor he was lazy? It ain't a rumor, buddy. How can I put this without – I was told by people very, very, very high up in the WAC, okay, that Tony – they had to push Tony. He got very lazy recruiting, okay? It's a fact, not a rumor. So let's just clear that up. I never said it was a rumor. I said it is an absolute fact, and it wasn't sour grapes either. You know, and I mean, and the proof's in the pudding. He went a whole cycle without even getting a running back. And then Day had to be the main recruiter for Quinshon Judkins. So both things are true. I do like Tony. I think Tony's a good man. But it's a 100% fact that he got lazy in recruiting. Are we clear? Good. Let's move on. All right.
Dave, hold on a second. It also wasn't subliminal. I don't know what that means. It's not message. You said he was lazy when he was recruiting. That's a clear message. It's not like you're trying to support some fake agenda here.
I'm just glad we could clear that up. You know, we just don't want people out there being confused. Okay, there we go. All right, a lot of people want to know this. And we're not just going to talk about Robert Gillespie. So who's going to replace Tony Alford? And by the way, my sources tell me they are very confident they will upgrade. They're going to have interviews this week that they will upgrade over Tony Alford. They are confident in that. They're not in a hurry. The number one objective is to get the right guy. They acknowledge the timing is not ideal, but, you know, still, the objective is to get the number one guy. Could that be this week? It could, but they're not in a hurry. Okay, Jermaine, odds we get Robert Gillespie. There's some other guys in the mix, you know. I mean, Scotty Graham's going to be in the mix. There's going to be a few others, DeMarco Murray. I don't know, Dan, what do you feel about it? How do you feel? I don't know if I could put odds on it. I don't know if he's an SEC guy through and through, but money talks. I don't know.
Well, also, he's working for a guy that didn't hire him originally, so that gives you a shot there.
That's true.
He's a Saban guy, not a DeBoer guy, so you always have a shot there. I can just tell you, I mean, I've got the text to prove it. Any job that comes open at Ohio State, the interest is fast and furious, so I don't have any concern about them replacing it. I'll be honest. You got guys reaching out. I mean, we cannot give out this information on a couple of them because it's just also – you know, some guys will send a text, say, hey, what's up with that? Or just, you know, kind of an informational thing. But there is a ton of interest in this job. Now, keep this in mind also. Dave's daughter is not going to be coaching the backs. So the person who does is going to get a lot of credit for doing I don't know how much. So that's another reason that's surprising the Alford left. If you were trying to piggyback this into another gig and you have two – you know, X-yard backs who, in my opinion, I watched the combine. I can make a strong argument. I take them 1 and 2 among any back available. I've said this. Judkins was my guy. Like when I looked at college football and thought, who do I want to be the next running back of the Cowboys? I was upset Judkins was a true sophomore. He was my guy. But this is a good gig to get now. You're going to be I imagine there are some running backs coaches who are also saying in their pitch, I will not get one NFL player in 9 seasons.
I love Judkins too. He looks great out there. We got a chance to see practice twice the first week. They're off last week for spring break. And no news is good news. I was hoping we wouldn't hear any news at all during spring break. I guess other than Tony Alford leaving for Michigan. But you know what I mean? From the players. I think a lot of guys just stayed home. But some guys – you know, went to Florida or went to the beach somewhere. And, you know,
I had children.
Kind of cross your fingers. Just hope everything goes okay.
It was this finger for the players, this finger for my own children in Panama City.
Oh, gosh.
And both all worked out. Of the 9, he was not the one that, you know, drifted off one night.
I don't know. If my daughters ever went down, they're not of age to do that yet. If they're ever going to Panama City, because I went there once for spring break. Jeez. Unbelievable. Okay, let's stop talking about things that we did at spring break in college. All right, I want to tell you guys about – nice segue here. Omaha Steaks, love having them back as a returning sponsor of the show, and I love that they have a great deal for you guys. So go to omahasteaks.com/bucknuts, omahasteaks.com/bucknuts, and you will receive 50% off site-wide, 50% off your order. Amazing. Which of their products do I recommend? All of them. Okay, I'll be a bit more specific of some of the ones I really, really love. I love their ribeye steaks, their sirloin steaks, their filet mignon wrapped in bacon, their pork chops, their burgers. They also have a ton of great side dishes and desserts, a bunch of other stuff. Omaha Steaks is the world's best beef, naturally aged for the ultimate in tenderness, juiciness, and flavor, all backed by their unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Again, get 50% off site-wide with all of your mouth-watering favorites, from tender, juicy steaks to delicious comfort meals, decadent desserts, and so much more. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with select packages. And every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/bucknuts and shop the semi-annual sale today. Boom. It arrives right at your doorstep. You know, you get the dry ice in there. It's just, it's vacuum sealed. It's just, it's high quality. And it's 50% off. Bam. Gotta like that.
I had never done Omaha Steaks before they became a sponsor. Truthfully, because I don't like the idea of frozen meat. Some people get into that. I just have never been able to master it. The directions and the Omaha Steaks, it's easier to do Omaha Steaks than going to the store. I'm not even kidding. Very impressive, very delicious. So there's my pitch.
I like the idea of just opening up my front door and it's the box is just right there, as opposed to, we continue to be lazier as a society. Like it's really that much of a difficulty to go to the supermarket and pick out steaks, but I love it. I love getting Omaha Steaks, and it's just bam, it's right there at my doorstep, and it's high quality and 50% off. I love it. All right, quarterbacks, some of your thoughts on this. It's a real QB battle, in your opinion. I mean, not that they're going to hand the job to Will Howard, but let me put it this way, would you be shocked if Will Howard's not the starting quarterback when they trot out there for the season opener?
Yes.
Extremely. I would be too. Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean about this, and somehow when we comment on this, you actually take this worse than I do. They seem to think you're personal about it, which I don't get, but I digress. I have not seen Devin Brown do anything that makes me think he could be the starter. This didn't happen in a vacuum. It's not like we've seen him. Now, he got hurt, and he was kind of the option alternative at times, but I get that people don't want to geek out about Will Howard, and there's been some concerns about him based on, how he performed at times at Kansas State. Keep in mind, he was not throwing to this group of people. He did not have these running backs, and I have never – Devin Brown's a good runner. Go look at Will Howard's running highlights. They're incredible for a guy that size. So, yeah, I have no real concerns about this at all. None. Zero.
Do you think Will Howard's going to be better than Josh Allen? I'm kidding. I'm just I should have left that out there a little longer for you. I didn't want you to think I was that insane. No, seriously, he isn't quite as big as Josh Allen, but he's seriously not going to be as good as Josh Allen.
Well,
think about Josh Allen. Josh Allen, better runner than Will Howard, but Josh Allen also has a cannon for an arm. One thing I've noticed about Will Howard, I knew this, he does not have a cannon for an arm. He doesn't have a noodle arm. He doesn't have a noodle arm, but he doesn't have a cannon.
Well, if he had a cannon, he wouldn't be here.
True.
He'd be in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? If you're 6'5" and run like that and have a rocket launcher, you'd be in the league. He probably wouldn't have been at Kansas State in the first place. But guys do get better, and they transfer, and things change. Transfers, when it comes to quarterbacks, is the one – if you're drafting, for example – I don't prefer a skill player that is transferred except for quarterback. Like Keon Coleman, great at Florida State. I watched him at Michigan State. Josh Doctson, I get uncomfortable about that. Now, quarterback is completely different, though. It's just completely different. We have seen this. Jaden Daniels, nobody at Arizona State thought he was going to be the second pick in the draft, man. And I mean nobody. Whereas Drake May, Nick Saban wanted him, and he went to North Carolina, and now – different supporting cast, different deal. Will Howard, whether it's college or the pros or even high school, when you make a big addition of a guy, I like it when you're asking him to do less than he did previously. Will Howard is not going to have, is not going to be asked to do as much as he was at Kansas State, as ridiculous as that sounds. He's going to be asked to do a lot less because it's not necessary. Even when you're drafting in the NFL, I like guys who you're going to ask to do less. If you're asking the guy to do more, you haven't seen it before. If you're asking to double down and do less, I like it. And just look at the talent around him and be honest with yourself. Go through Ohio State's depth chart and start matching it up to the teams they play. They're out there. I think he's in good shape.
We'll get you out of here on this, my friend. So I'm really curious to get your thoughts on this. You've been in journalism your entire professional life, sports journalism. Yeah. I'm sure you missed going to press conferences, right, and doing some of that grunt work, right? You miss those days, don't you? But no.
I miss the grind, Dave.
But there are some – like today, Diebler's introductory press conference. That's awesome. Chip Kelly a couple weeks ago. Awesome. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, Ryan Day. Now, there have been times where Coach Day, for example, when usually he's open to talk about pretty much anything. There have been examples, though, like, for example, in Michigan, when the report first came out, that when they were busted for cheating, he was asked questions about it. He goes, guys, I'm not going to get into that. So there's a chance he's going to say about Tony Alford, guys, I'm not going to get into that. I hope that doesn't happen. Give me your professional opinion on that, covering millions of press conferences and knowing Ryan Day. Do you think he will field questions about Tony Alford, or will he give us the ain't doing it?
We've talked about this before. Every coach has kind of a vibe on this stuff, and I've taken some crap on here by saying I don't usually take what people say in front of a microphone that seriously, because they're just not going to tell you the whole truth. Doesn't mean they're going to lie to you, usually. But people don't get in the microphone and amp to tell you their secrets, okay?
Right.
He's not going to get on there and be like, hey, so Tony texted me and I said, you look, you son of a... That's not going to happen.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I will say this about Day. I don't think he enjoys lying. I don't want to take a shot at it. There's some coaches who get up there, I don't think they give a rat's rear what they say. I'm serious.
Bill Belichick being the best example. Yeah.
I don't get the, Ryan is not built like that. I haven't ever seen him really do that. So he'll have some antiseptic way to credit Tony, let you know it wasn't that great, and talk about how excited he is about moving forward. But yeah, there'll be some tension in the room, and all you reporters will geek out on who gets the first question, who asks it correctly, when he's going to give the same answer regardless. So,
Jerry.
It'll be fun. These are always great press conferences, though. I mean, we actually don't get them enough. So pretty much every one off-season press conference is standing room only, and definitely stuff you want to tune in for.
Yeah, the availability is good, really good this spring. Getting a chance to watch a total of 4 practices of the 14. We've got tons of availability with coaches and players. So Ryan Day tomorrow after practice, that'll be probably right around 11 a.m., 11:30 at the latest. And then again today, 1 p.m. at the Shot, Jake Diebler's introductory press conference. Keep it locked to Bucknuts for all of that. Thank you to the wisdom of Dan Rubin. Thanks to all of you. Another huge live audience. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate everybody who's listening to the show, podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. We really appreciate it. Thanks again to Dan. Thanks to all of you. Hope everyone has a great rest of your day.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does. 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.